It's Morning Edition from 89.5 KWGS. Time for our Monday morning legislative review. And joining us this morning is Democrat House Member Eric Proctor. And this week, Tulsa Republican Representative Ken Walker. Good morning.
Good morning, John. Thank you for having us.
The State Board of Equalization came out last week with $188 million less for you guys to spend this year. How are we going to balance a budget and a tax cut?
Well, we had a $171 million deficit, and this week we're at $188, and that is largely due to corporate income tax coming in lower than what we had originally anticipated it coming in at. And it's going to be a very difficult job to make sure that we're funding all the core services of government with a $188 million deficit.
Representative Walker.
Identifying really what we think the core services of government are and focusing on that will be key this session. And, you know, finding ways that we could potentially, cut in areas that we might agree that aren't absolutely essential.
You say areas that we'd agree. Is there going to be collaboration on the budget this year more than we've seen maybe in past years?
I think with Speaker Hickman, there's an opportunity for that. Speaker Hickman himself stood up very adamantly and independently last year on areas that he didn't agree with the governor and the speaker's budget, the former speaker's budget.
Speaker Hickman does seem very inclusive, even within the Republican Party, the different factions of the Republican Party. He's willing to work with those who might not necessarily always agree with him. And so I do think that there will be some collaboration.
Speaking of the speaker, the Senate came out with this plan to take $40 million, I think it was, from the unclaimed property fund and use it to complete the Indian Cultural Museum there in Oklahoma City. Speaker Hickman has said that's going to get kind of a frosty reception from the House.
Well, Speaker Hickman was talking to the Republican caucus about that the other day, and he wanted to see where, you know, the members stood, and certainly that was one idea, and other ideas are, simply just sell the thing or, you know, provide funding in some way to fashion it or just leave it alone.
Representative Proctor.
It'll have a better chance of moving through with the way that the Senate has proposed it rather than how it was proposed last year through a bond issue going into debt to build it. I don't think that there was any way that was going to make its way through the House of Representatives.
The Oklahoma Pops Museum for Tulsa, is that tied in with this or is that still separate?
It would be a completely separate issue. I have not seen a proposal.
Yeah, everything I've heard, it would be completely separate, and I have not heard even an inkling about it this year.
Looking ahead, the week ahead.
We're in our last week of committee work. All the bills have to be out of House committees this week, so you're have a lot of late nights, especially on the Appropriations Committee.
Representative Walker.
We were prepared by leadership to have that long week this week with a lot of hours on the floor and in committee. And I think as well, the governor and the Senate is pushing the House leadership on where do you stand on the major issues, the tax cut, the capital improvements, and all the like. So between what's going on the House floor, there's a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff, figuring out what our actual positions are that we want to start off from negotiating with the Senate and the governor.
We're out of time, guys.
Thank you for having us, John.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It is 7:39, traffic and weather in 10 minutes. This is Morning Edition on 89.5 KWGS.